What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, September 5th, 2017, getting into the week here after the Labor Day holiday. And, of course, Claire and I had a little bit of an extended vacation, and it was really nice to kind of get away from all this politics, even just for a few days, and catch up on all the little things I needed to repair around the house and, sort of empty up the honey-do list and catch up on paperwork and everything like that. Of course, then North Korea had to go and spoil it all right in the middle of our vacation by setting off an H-bomb, the little prick. And so we're staying on top of that situation as well. But it was good to get away, and Claire and I really did need the rest. We were kind of on the edge of a fry out there. But we're back here and ready to go, tanned, rested, and ready, and ready to get back on into things. We've got phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, we're dealing, obviously, with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. It is a mess over there. And the only good thing that can be said about it, it was obviously a horrible and tragic event. But the one thing that came out of it that I think is really working in our favor are all these photographs of these people in Texas helping each other out without regard to skin color, without regard to gender, orientation, religion, or anything. Just everybody working together, because Americans, when dealing with adversity, have a tendency to pull together as one American people. And this totally undermines that whole Antifa, Black Lives Matter agenda of trying to make it look like we've got a racial crisis in this country, because we really don't. It's a made-up piece of propaganda to try and control us, to try and divide us against each other. And as the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey showed, no, we're not as easy to divide as you might think that we are. Now, again, getting on back to the aftermath, the Texas gas shortage may become a real gas crisis. They're trying to get those refineries and pipelines back online, but it is a very stressful situation. There were lines at the gas pumps out here in Hawaii. Everybody was stocking up in advance of the gas prices going up. They haven't yet, but everybody was sort of doing that as well. The Federal Trade Commission is warning that apparently robocall scammers are already targeting Hurricane Harvey victims. And talk about a cold and cynical thing to be doing. And you have to wonder what kind of human beings are going to take advantage of a disaster and these people suffering to try and grab more money away from them. And it looks like our BAM user may not be working correctly. Imagine my surprise on that one here. So you have to wonder what kind of a lowlife during an epic disaster like this, and all these people are suffering, they've lost their homes, they've lost pretty much everything, and still they're going to go on out there and try and make a fast buck off of them. That really is disgusting. And I guess there's something about a disaster that brings out both the best and the worst in people, and we've been seeing a lot of the best, all these people working to help each other, the Cajun Navy and so forth, and then it brings out the worst, which are the scammers who are out there trying to say, oh, wow, I can make money off of these poor people, you know, and all the rest of it. Now, good news, the evacuation around Arkema's Texas chemical plant has now been lifted. And apparently the materials that they were concerned might explode were actually destroyed in a controlled burn. And because of that, they've now lifted the evacuation. People can start moving back into that area. And as if they didn't have enough trouble, now, of course, we have Hurricane Irma to worry about. It is now a Category 5 storm. It's one of the worst hurricanes to come out of the Atlantic in decades. And right now, the projected course track is aimed at the southern tip of Florida. And there's still some variations about where it might go. Some people are saying it might actually go on up the east coast of Florida. Others are saying it's just going to sail right across Florida and once again into that whole Texas, Louisiana area. And as a result, Florida has already declared a state of emergency. The hurricane is aiming on in there. The concern that it could actually hit Miami head on. It could actually cause a huge amount of damage to the Kennedy Space Flight Center. That vehicle assembly building is designed to take a certain amount of wind, but I think if it took a full-on hurricane, that might actually see that as potentially collapsing. This is a nasty storm. There's no getting away from it. And apparently over in the Virgin Islands, they have authorized the National Guard to start seizing guns and ammunition ahead of Hurricane Irma. I guess they're concerned about looters or civil unrest. And so they're really getting nervous about that over there. Now, everybody is still out trying to take advantage of the hurricane for whatever their agenda is. The global warming people are out there saying, oh, see, it proves global warming, which it doesn't. And this is really kind of weird. I saw this tweet, and it's Brianna Danielle is with Bonnie Bregotti. So they say Hurricane Irma is headed for Miami. Did y'all realize 70% of Miami is Latino, Hispanic, or Cuban? 44% of the Haitian population in the U.S. resides in Miami. Miami is like Houston, in which it is flourishing economically. Coincident. Trump wants them off our land, so what better way than to flood them out? Read between the lines, people. So here you have somebody who's actually trying to say that Donald Trump has whipped up Hurricane Irma and he's sending it into Florida to get rid of certain ethnic groups. I mean, that is really, really out there. Over on the corporate media, on MSNBC, their terrorism analyst, Malcolm Nance, is wringing his hands and bemoaning the fact, saying if there weren't the hurricanes, we'd be talking Trump impeachment this week. Those hurricanes, they just got in the way of our agenda to get rid of Donald Trump here. Now, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and if you're in that Florida area, the prepper panic buying has already started. The stores are running out of stuff. And so you need to start making your preparations right now and keeping an eye on that course track. And I noticed that the National Weather Service servers are just jammed with everybody getting constant updates of where Irma is going. And as if that was not bad enough, there's another tropical storm, Jose, forming right behind Hurricane Irma. Its current course track is a little south, more toward the Caribbean. But again, days ahead, you don't know which way it can go. Those poor people, it's just one hit after the other. And apparently there is a tropical depression forming right now in the western part of the Gulf of Mexico. And they're saying that that's a 70% chance of turning into a tropical cyclone. So, man, they're just getting pounded over there. And interestingly enough, over in Santa Barbara, where there was no indication that there was going to be any kind of excess weather, they had this weird hurricane-level storm that just hit Santa Barbara out of nowhere. Now, there's storm clouds over there. You can look at the weather satellite photos. But apparently, this storm just blew in off the coast, overturning boats, flooding roadways, knocking power lines down. And everybody's trying to figure out just where this came from, because there was no hurricane. There was no eye. The weather forecasters are saying that it may have been a very, very large microburst, which is a localized and powerful sudden downdraft. But they're not really sure, but it caused a lot of damage there. And as if we didn't have enough from all these storms here, the wildfires out across the West and Southern California are just out of control. And just looking at the photos, they've got the largest wildfire in Los Angeles history, is forcing hundreds of people to evacuate. The fire is getting close to Burbank. When Claire and I lived in Southern California, we saw a lot of these fires. I remember one time when there was this huge fire in Malibu, and I was working in Hollywood, downtown, and we came out late one night, and just the whole western horizon was all on fire. And I remember another time when I was working as a magician at Six Flags Magic Mountain, and all of a sudden, these wildfires cropped up, literally three of them, surrounding the park, and they gave the order to evacuate the guests. They gave them all rain checks. And because we were all part of the entertainment staff, we were given the task of helping shepherd people, make sure that nobody stayed behind, and, you know, just encourage them to get on out. It's for your safety. And after they were all gone, it was this very weird thing where all the lights are still on and everything's still moving, but there's nobody there, and the sky was just this incredible orange. It's like out of some kind of a Twilight Zone episode. And it was just this weirdest thing here. But you need to look at those photos. It is very intense. Now, where is that coming from? Well, you need to understand that in the rush to fund all these wars, budgets have been cut in certain other services, such as maintaining the firebreak roads through those Angeles Crest Mountains. And if you've ever been up in Angeles Crest, you're driving along the paved roadway, and you'll see these dirt roads just going off left and right. And they're not marked. And all they are, they're the fire breaks. They're supposed to contain fire into an area. Those have been neglected. And that's why these fires are able to just spread as far as they are, because they're leaping over what's left of those fire breaks, which are now overgrown with brush. Up in Montana, they've got blazes all across the state, and apparently they're running out of money up there to fight the fire here. And here's where the bureaucratic mentality really comes on in here. There is a company here in the United States of America. We know that Russia has got these amazing firefighting tankers, which are not being allowed in because we're not friends with the Russian. But there's this company, Global Super Tanker. They turned a 747-400 series passenger jet, it's the one of the biggest 747s there are, into the world's largest fire extinguisher. And this thing can drop twice as much fire retardant as the Russian air tanker. And apparently it is sitting idle in an airport hangar in California because the U.S. Forest Service will not approve it for use over these wildfires. Now, this thing has passed FAA certification. It's already had a test flight. They had it out in Colorado running a test. This can lay a line of retardant about 3 kilometers long in a single swipe. They need this thing in the air. And frankly, if I were Donald Trump, I would issue an executive order to the U.S. Forest Service. You get this thing up in the air and you start using it right now. That is just insane to have a powerful firefighting system like that just sitting on the ground. Now, getting onto the domestic politics, as you know, more and more information is surfacing about how former FBI Director James Comey was literally protecting Hillary, literally wrote the justification for exonerating her even before the evidence, even before she testified. It was a done deal going on in, and apparently, according to a story over in Zero Hedge, more information is coming on out saying that it was not Comey's decision to exonerate Hillary. It came all the way down from Barack Obama himself. The fix was in from all the way up in the White House. That's obstruction of justice right there. Remember, everybody wants to protect that narcocracy, that rotted core at the heart of the U.S. federal government, because when that comes on out, it's all going to fall apart. The American people will not obey a government that is itself the largest drug smuggler in the entire country. Now, Judicial Watch has filed a lawsuit against the Department of Justice on behalf of retired Special Agent Jeffrey Danik, seeking records related to roughly $700,000 in political contributions made by groups tied to Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who's a longtime Clinton confidant, goes all the way back to the Arkansas days. And the donations were made to the wife of FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, the same McCabe who was conveniently overseeing multiple Hillary Clinton investigations at the time and even oversaw components of her email investigation. It's just one huge corrupted mess. And Judicial Watch is normally very cool, very professional, but even they're beginning to start to let the anger come on out, saying, yes, the federal government is protecting Hillary Clinton. Well, again, they're not protecting just Hillary Clinton. They're protecting that Clinton-Bush CIA cartel and all that drug money. By the way, ever since those classified emails emerged, nobody's seen Huma Abedin. And apparently she's still been on Hillary's payroll long after the campaign was over. A lot of people are saying, given that Huma wasn't doing anything for that money, that it appears to be hush payments. And now she seems to have vanished from the public eye, as it were. Maybe she's over playing canasta with Brian Pogliano, wherever he is right now. Now, getting on to the domestic violent scene where you have Antifa and Black Lives Matter, there is a retired Major General, Marine Corps Major General, Jeffrey B. Higginbotham, and he's out there saying, stop pretending that you're some kind of a social movement. If you're being paid $25 an hour to show up to a rally and cause violence, you're not a protester. You're a mercenary. You're just a hired thug out there being paid to cause trouble for somebody else's political gain here. Now, the good news is the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have now officially classified Antifa activities as domestic terrorist violence. Long, long overdue, and probably at least partly in response to that White House petition that was saying Antifa needs to be declared as a terrorist group. Now, they haven't declared them as terrorist groups. They're simply saying their activities constitute domestic terrorist violence. Getting back to that whole thing about the Confederacy, the Southern Poverty Law Center is now claiming Army bases are Confederate monuments and should be shut down. Now, I'm actually in agreement that we've got way too many Army bases all over this country and all around the world, but the idea that they're Confederate monuments and need to be shut down is really over the top. Now, Southern Poverty Law Center is coming under severe criticism because they collect a huge amount of money. They spend very little on legal actions, even though, as you can tell from their name, they're supposed to be fighting legal actions against hatred and bigotry. That's what their charter says that they're doing. And now apparently they're moving a lot of their money offshore. And people are wondering what's getting ready to happen there. Now, getting on back to North Korea, the numbers were kind of all over the place here, but one thing is certain. This nuclear test, their sixth nuclear test, was a much larger event than the one from 2016 or before. And we're seeing the American experts on the American media are saying basically it was a fissile was only 6 kilotons. Sputnik News has experts saying it was 70 kilotons. Word is that the North Koreans were expecting it to be somewhere around 100 kilotons, which is getting into some serious weaponry. But something is not adding up here because the seismographs detected a 6.3 tremor associated with the detonation of this bomb. And there is a mathematical table called the Kelly Kiloton Index, which maps kiloton yield of a nuclear weapon with the Richter tremor that it can be expected to produce. And a Richter 6 quake indicates a yield close to a megaton. So that was a big bomb. Now, about 8 minutes after that detonation, there was another event. Nobody knows what it was. It was much smaller. Maybe it was a collapse in the tunnel or a real quake triggered by the detonation. But it was a big bomb. And, of course, the news coming out of North Korea is this H-bomb is able to be mated to a missile and deployed. I'm not sure I'm buying that one. They've shown Kim Jong-un with this nicely polished metal assembly that looks like a two-stage nuclear weapon, primary and secondary. And again, this is coming out of my movie experience. It doesn't look real. It looks like it's a mock-up or a model. And I'm not buying that it's real. And that's just my opinion, and I would hate to be proven wrong on that. But it just doesn't feel like it's a real warhead or a real nuclear weapon here. Now, obviously of concern is the fact that North Korea is now moving a new ICBM into position for a test launch. They're going to be using one of their platforms on the western part of Korea for this next one, which means they're expecting it to have a huge range. We'll be back after these few words. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, and we've got a lot of people out there talking tough about this confrontation between the United States and North Korea, and maybe that's where the hurricanes are coming from. You got Trump over here throwing his hot air and Kim Jong-un over there throwing his hot air, and maybe that's what's causing all these storms out there. But the reality is neither leader really seems to be thinking things all the way through in terms of the ramifications of the actions that they're taking. Now, one problem, we're already sitting on a nation that is looking at a serious oil and gas shortfall because of Hurricane Harvey, and it's probably going to be made worse by Hurricane Irma, possibly even worse by Hurricane Jose. And a war with North Korea could send oil prices skyrocketing because a conflict would cripple North Asia's production and refining capacity. It would just disrupt the entire region. Pipelines would get shut down. Refineries would get shut down. They're not really thinking about that. Now, Japan is preparing to evacuate 60,000 of their citizens from North Korea who are either living there or visiting there. They want to get them out of the way if things really start going south, which it almost seems inevitable at this point. Meanwhile, both China and Russia are still expressing their dismay at the emplacement of the United States Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Missile Systems in South Korea. And Prime Minister Lee Nak-yeon of China said that South Korea should offer sincere explanations to China about its decision to host the U.S. THAAD missile system because Beijing sees it as a threat to its national security. Now, remember, when President Moon Jae-in was first sworn into office, he said he wanted those things to go. And every time the U.S. planted another one in there, he said, I really don't want these active. And apparently Moon Jae-in is as controlled by his generals as Donald Trump is. And that is a very, very dangerous situation because generals love war. It means more money, more promotion, more ribbons and everything. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov is saying Moscow would need to react to the expansion of the U.S. anti-missile defense system in South Korea. It inevitably will raise the question about our reaction, about our military balances, Ryabkov told reporters at a BRICS summit in China. In other words, Russia is signaling they're going to put more missiles down along that part of the border. By the way, have you noticed something odd? There's something missing. I think it was like about four missile tests ago, Japan and the United States said they would shoot down further North Korean test firings. It hasn't happened. Instead, what we've gotten is the United States staging a test where they launch a missile from here in Hawaii and they shoot it down with a THAAD somewhere over Alaska. But those tests can be rigged. You can put a homing beacon on the target. They have not gone after any of these North Korean test missiles. And it kind of makes you wonder if maybe THAAD is as defective and or ineffective as so many of the other modern U.S. weapons. And it certainly makes it look like they're afraid to actually try here. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dustin, are you there? Hello, Dustin. I'm not hearing you. Okay, we'll put Dustin back on hold because we're coming up on a commercial break anyway, and we'll take Dustin after we come back from the next commercial. Now, South Korea is proposing a full oil and currency blockade of the North. China is saying no. There is nothing that they can do to North Korea economically that is not going to have repercussions throughout the region, especially when you have Donald Trump out there talking about sanctioning anybody who does business with North Korea. And again, it's a case of not thinking it all the way through, because the United States is economically dependent on China. Where do you think all those products in the big box stores are coming from? If Donald Trump places sanctions on China, we could see a major economic disruption in this country that could cause a huge amount of problems. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I think we finally have Dustin in New Jersey on the line here. Dustin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
Hey, Mike. All these experts on TV, you know, they always quote, no, they have this, they have that. They might have a megaton. They might have a couple, 100, maybe 100 kiloton. But all that matters is they have one, and that's given everybody pause to say, hey, let's negotiate with North Korea, because that's the thing about North Korea. They're unpredictable in terms of what they have and what they don't have, and that's what gives the U.S. pause, because if you're wrong and they have 20 or 30, it's game on, you know, and that's the thing about North Korea. They basically have us in that space where we don't know for sure what they have and what they don't. You know what I mean?
Well, prior to the treaties between the United States and the Soviet Union, that was part of the game of deterrence. You don't know how many bombs we've got. You don't know how far they can reach. And keeping that element of doubt was a big part of that whole deterrent process. Now, I think North Korea, the smart thing to do would be to bring them into the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and simply say, okay, you've got bombs, and you know, we're going to inspect them and count them, and we'll know what you've really got. But the bottom line here is that North Korea is responding to this history of belligerence by the United States over the last several years, and these constant drills that are being held off their coast by South Korea and the United States. They're reacting out of fear because they remember how much they suffered during the start of the Korean War.
And remember, this is not just the United States. This is the West, Britain, France, Germany. You know, this is the deterrent. You know, it ain't going to happen like Iraq, Libya, and almost Syria. You know, everybody knows what the game is now. You know, to have nuclear weapons, that's the, you know, that'll give you pause. You know, and it's has given us pause this long already. Remember, Trump said he was sending an armada, and it was found out going the other way at that one, the first time. Remember, they're not going to attack North Korea. They're not going to do it because, like I said, they don't know for sure what they got or what they don't got. So all this is just like bluster by that crazy Nikki Haley. I don't know why he picked that woman anyway. She seems like a ditz.
She is. Her job is to go up there to the United Nations and just push for war on everybody. But what North Korea is trying to do is to reach a position of having a credible deterrent. They've just established that they have a very powerful nuclear bomb. Whether or not it will really go on a rocket yet or not, I don't know. But it's only a matter of time before it does. Now they're getting ready to test another one of their ICBMs to establish the credible deterrent that they can loft something explosive over large distances of the planet. And that's the whole thing. North Korea isn't going to attack anybody. Any more than Iraq was going to attack anybody or Iran was going to attack anybody. They're trying to create a credible deterrent to tell the United States, leave us alone.
Remember when they had all those commercials on the news about duck and cover? Not in the 50s, but remember they redid that for you know, in Hawaii, like, and stuff, and, like, that dissipated. I'm more worried about Irma coming up the East Coast, Mike. I'm not worried about North Korea. You know, because they've, you know, the game that Washington and the West uses, you know, I'm more worried about the people in Texas and what's going to happen in Florida. Because Florida's going to get hit, and I don't know if New Jersey's going to get hit if it goes up the East Coast, since I'm in New Jersey. But, like, I'm more worried about that than a threat from North Korea. Just like I wasn't threatened by Saddam Hussein, you know. We always find a threat, even if it's on the planet Venus, you know, like, just elements of our government. You know, everybody's a threat but them, you know.
Yeah, I understand that, but here's the problem. We do know that North Korea does have nuclear weapons, and you've got the U.S. pouring nuclear weapons in there. South Korea is now saying they want to bring back the U.S. tactical nukes. They want to start building their own nuclear weapons, and you get a whole bunch of nuclear weapons in that part of the world and a bunch of very nervous people with their fingers on that button. The possibility of a mistake where somebody launches, that's what we have to be afraid of. I don't think anybody's going to initiate a nuclear attack. But something could happen. We could have an asteroid fall out of the sky, like the one that came down over Russia a few years ago. Horrendous explosion. Somebody panics and says it's a nuclear attack, and they launch the weapons.
Hey, Mike, I want to switch gears back to Texas. Hey, what do you think about all these people looting now? And a lot of people putting out signs, you know, we're going to shoot, you know, and it's a... Go to California or something like that. They want to take everybody's guns away, even in this country. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do? Throw a wet pair of socks at the intruder? You know?
Yeah, I mean, this is a good example of why we need the Second Amendment. Common sense says that when the organized society, the first responders, the police can't get around there, that you should have the means to defend your home against the looters. And by the way, I'm all in favor of shooting the looters. Again, you have to wonder what kind of lowlifes are willing to take advantage of a natural disaster and the suffering of all these people to go on out and help themselves to a new TV set.
What kind of lowlifes would arm jihadi terrorists to blow up women and children and old people in Syria? Same kind,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, same kind. You got exactly the same thing. One of the problems that they're having down there in Texas and Louisiana is apparently the looters are dressing up to look like Department of Homeland Security or FEMA, And they're going up to houses and saying, you have to evacuate. The whole neighborhood's being evacuated, and everybody will panic. Oh, my, we got to get out of here. This chemical something. And they leave, and the looters just walk right in and help themselves to everything that they've got.
And then one more thing, Mike. Congratulations to the Syrian army in Deir Azor.
Oh, absolutely.
Air Force. Did a great job. All right, thanks, Mike.
Yes. All right, we're going to get to that. All right, we're going to switch over to Terry in Oregon. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, yeah, no, some guy sent me a picture this morning of a guy with buckshot all in his back. I don't know if you saw that. He was a looter down in Texas. But anyway, the reason I called is, the military-industrial complex loved the Korean standoff between North and South Korea. And I think they what they want to do is just move it up to China, you know, take over the North. And they've got all this these pre-positioned reserves in South Korea behind them to be able to help with that. And I think the reason why they want to do that, another reason is that China just invited five more countries in to participate in the Silk Road, which I think we should be doing. And the bankers panicked because they don't want to split it with anything. They want to control the whole pie. So it's a standoff between the East and the West, and looks like the East is winning. And that's why they want to go into Korea, you know, and threaten them and maybe shut down that Silk Road, which we should be participant in again. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, China is moving away from the dollar. They're now trading their oil for a special yuan, which is backed by gold. And that, of course, is a major body check against the ink and paper stuff coming out of the Federal Reserve. So ultimately, what this war, what this next world war is all about is the U.S. Federal Reserve note versus the Russian ruble and the Chinese yuan.
Exactly. That's the point I wanted to make, Mike. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jason in Quincy, Massachusetts. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you? A lot's on my mind. I'm sure a lot is on your mind as well, correct?
Absolutely.
So that being said, no, I get it. So that being said, I just purchased a Coca-Cola with my fake Federal Reserve notes. So what, now do I owe the Federal Reserve $1.79? Because every note is a debt note, correct?
That's absolutely correct, but it's not the value, it's not the face value of the debt note that's the trap. It's the fact that while those notes are in circulation outside the Federal Reserve, they are accruing interest to that Federal Reserve. That is the hidden hook in the Federal Reserve system.
What a joke and how disgusting, right? So if I'm allowed to... If I'm allotted the time to make 3 points, my second point would be, what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about this? I'm 33 years old. I'm a pretty smart person. I run a business. How the hell are we going to kick out the foreign banks? Is it going to necessarily be an entire overhaul of our entire financial system?
Well, we're going to have to sit back and let it collapse, and it's on the verge of doing that. I mean, look at the stock market today.
Yeah, it's going to collapse on its own. We know that.
Yeah, it's going to collapse on its own. And again, I do not advocate violence of any kind toward the government or toward the banks. If anything, it would justify more draconian repressive measures on their part. We just sit back, stay calm. Have some pretzels and a soft drink, and we just watch them finish destroying themselves. But we have to be ready when that happens to stand up and say, we will decide on the new economy and the new government, and we're going to go back to the Constitution and the first 13 amendments, and we're going to say no more private central banks ever, 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 ever. And somebody comes on in and says, let's start a new private central bank. We give them a good thick coat of tar and feathers, and we run them out of town on a rail. Preferably redwood, they leave really nasty, deep splinters.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give them a big tar and feathered middle finger, and I'm going to tell them, international bankers, you can go to hell. frankly, you know,
it's not who owns the bank. It is the system of the bank that's being run as an honest bank with a value based currency. But when you allow any bank, whether it's owned, you know, some of the owners of the Federal Reserve are Americans. Okay, but when you allow a private central bank to create currency out of thin air and loan it into circulation at interest, it is not economics, it is enslavement.
Correct. Economic enslavement is the term. And I was going to make a third point, but I'll let you go.
Yeah, Jason, your phone is kind of weird. We're going to let you go here. Thanks for the call. I'll switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned about people taking advantage, and I have no empathy for looters. And it kind of reminds me of there's a woman, I think it was out in California, that actually shaved her daughter's head and passed it off that she had cancer and drew lots of money in before they found out she was a fraud. But I had a little I got some eyebrows raised yesterday when I did some business at the local Walmart here, where they're asking for a donation for Hurricane Harvey after you complete your transaction. And I said, well, which organization? She said Red Cross. I said, not interested. And she looked at me kind of funny, like, why? And I told her why, that they're one of the worst as far as the money actually making to the cause. And I suggested other agencies that were much, much better, like Salvation Army. And she looked at me like she didn't even give a darn, really. But it is very important if people are going to contribute money to make sure they give it to a credible agency and somebody with a high reliability that's going to get the money to the cause and not be used up in bureaucratic causes or whatever.
So well, one of the best. Over the holiday, I was looking at these various national charities and how much they take in versus how much actually goes for the charity. And the best one seems to be Salvation Army. Where yes, sure. Something, yeah, they're really out there, and so anything that we're giving, actually, we donated to Claire's Church, and because they're running their own program, but yeah, Salvation Army. If you want to write a check to a charity, send it to Salvation Army, because most of that money will wind up going down and helping these poor people. And again, Hurricane Harvey still cleaning up from that. Irma coming in, Jose coming in. Another one forming in the western part of the Gulf of Mexico. Those poor people can probably be forgiven for feeling like they're being picked on just a little bit.
Right. No, I agree. Another one to add to that list, and that's probably not all across the country. I know it's in Utah and I think Idaho, is Deseret Industries, which is run by the Mormon Church. They do a fabulous job. I've worked with them before. And as far as their Haiti program, sending medical supplies and equipment out to Haiti, and I think they're a very, very reliable source on top of the Salvation Army. So, people, if you're gonna donate money or write a check, make sure you get to the right agency where the money's going to do some good. That's it.
Absolutely. By the way, isn't it weird we haven't heard the Clinton Foundation out there advertising for donations for the hurricane area? Maybe they're finally hanging their heads in shame and hiding in the shadows out there. All right, Steve, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to Korea. Again, everybody's looking at the economic repercussions here. And the reality is Trump is talking about sanctioning China because they do business with North Korea. Trump is out there saying we're going to sanction everybody who does business with North Korea. That's a lot of countries. And the problem is this idea of stopping all trade with China would be a major shock to our economy because we buy a lot of their manufactured goods because we don't make our own products anymore. If those sanctions go through, those stores over at the big box, those shelves over at the big box stores, they're all going to be empty. You know, all the toasters and TVs and everything else, they're going to be gone. The shelves will be empty there. And a lot of people are very, very concerned. In fact, Julian Assange came on out and said that if Trump blocks trade with China over North Korea, Trump will be, quote, deposed immediately, end quote. Now, I don't know how that might be done and why Julian Assange seems to think he's in a position to know, but it would be a very, very serious matter. And it's another reminder that the people who are pushing the war agenda never think beyond the war itself. which unfortunately is a feature common to all wars throughout history. We're just going to do what we need to do to win now, and to heck with what's going to happen 5-10 years down the road. It's not my problems. Meanwhile, Russian President Putin is saying that imposing sanctions on North Korea or all these other countries is useless and ineffective, and saying that this hysteria being fanned up by the United States is leading to a global catastrophe. Now, you need to understand something. North Korea is not a wealthy nation. They really don't have money to put into missiles and nuclear weapons. So if they're doing it, it's because they feel there is a real need. So everybody is concerned that this could spin out of control if they start firing missiles at each other. And apparently, according to a story out of Novonight.com, apparently Trump had a conversation with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and discussed using nuclear weapons against North Korea. Well, why not? The United States is the only country that's ever actually used nuclear weapons against another country, as Abe definitely would know. We need to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away,
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, global support for U.S. belligerence against North Korea is not there. Theresa May is absolutely refusing to back Donald Trump's threat of war against North Korea, saying that it is the United Kingdom's overwhelming preference for a peaceful and diplomatic solution. And the Prime Minister's spokesperson said, we're not going to get behind the defense secretary's demands for a massively military response on North Korea. They don't want to get into there. They've had enough of getting tangled up in all of America's wars. They're still stuck in Afghanistan. They're stuck in Iraq. They're stuck in Syria. They're stuck in Yemen, Somalia, all these places all over the world. And they're getting tired of it. Now, North Korea is basically out there saying that the U.S. is the heinous aggressor who's begging for war. And they're absolutely right about that. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The new South Korean government, Moon Jae-in, has announced plans to extend economic ties with Russia, China, and Mongolia. So they, too, are pivoting away from the U.S.-centric system. And a lot of the imports into this country, especially electronics and appliances, come from South Korea. They're also a manufacturing powerhouse. South Korean media is calling for the country to build their own nuclear weapons. They want a deterrent independent of the United States. And South Korea's defense minister is suggesting in the interim bringing back tactical U.S. nuclear weapons. And analysts are saying this would sharply increase the risk of an accidental conflict. And one of the things most Americans don't understand is how many near misses there have already been with nuclear weapons. Now, we all know about the Cuban Missile Crisis and how close it came to turning the keys then. But there have been several cases where, because of technical problems or other issues, people have been on the verge of launching a nuclear attack, and probably one of the better known ones for those of us paying attention. Remember the movie War Games, Matthew Broderick? A kid hacks into Cheyenne Mountain and plays a game with an artificial intelligence system and almost tricks the United States into going to war against Russia. John Badham based that on a true incident. Now, in the real incident, there was no outside kid, there was no outside hacker. Somebody in Cheyenne Mountain put a training tape on the computers without announcing it was a training session. And all of a sudden, everybody's computers lit up with all these signatures of missiles coming across the North Pole from Russia toward us, and they came dangerously close to launching before somebody said, hey, there's something wrong with this. And there have been probably at least a dozen of these. So it is something that you have to take into factor when you look at this thing. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.